Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom for all. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Carlos Garcia via Skype in Idaho. And Carlos is a world musician, a vegan, a farmer, an activist for fairness for all beings. And for years, he published Living Aloha magazine. And his group is called Monkeys with Drums. Welcome, Carlos, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Sure. Thank you, Marlene, for having me on here. I appreciate it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I appreciate what you do with your show, and I've heard it many times, and, it's something we need to do, keep getting the word out there.
Yes, for sure. So let's start with that, because you've been a vegan for decades, so I'd really love to hear your story.
Well, it's been actually 20 years now, and it happened completely unplanned. I didn't think about it one minute, although I had a couple of employees that one of them was vegetarian and one of them was like, I don't know what the word is, but all he ate was nuts and seeds. I'm like, okay, whatever. And he worked for me, so whatever. He was one of my managers. And we fast forward about, 15 years or so. And I'm living in Los Angeles, and my main business is distributing and publishing free magazines. And I was out delivering some new magazines to getting new places, and I found this little flyer next to some magazines I was dropping off, and it said Healthy Food and Music Festival. That's it. Okay, everyone wants healthy, So I went to it, and I called them up because they said they needed volunteers. And I said, look, I've done stage and sound and equipment and all that stuff for many years. I can help with that. And they said, sure. So I did that day and wasn't expecting much other than just helping them out. And I met some really beautiful people and celebrities and people you probably know. Linda Blair was one of them and a couple other pretty big names, but I can't remember who they are now. Had fun at the event, and the food was all vegan. And I said, well, this is pretty good stuff, but that's pretty much as far as it went. And, after the festival, a month later, they said they're going to have another meeting to start planning the next year. And at that meeting was Sean Monson, who was working on this film that he's just testing out the market and wants people to give his input. And there was no music on it yet. Moby's music wasn't on it yet. Joaquin Phoenix's voice was on there already, but it was edited really differently still. But he had a screening at a theater in Culver City, I think Columbia or some big studio. I don't know how he got that, but we went there and he showed it to us. And literally, I could not, the film was called Earthlings. And I owe my life and probably many hundreds of animal lives to seeing that movie, because after I saw that film, I was in the theater like somebody hit me on the head with a baseball bat. I was like, I'm paying for this? And I literally went vegan right on the spot. Actually, make it a little longer. I actually said, I'm going to go vegetarian in 3 months, so I'm going to go vegan. I'm not sure how I came up with that. But the next morning, I'm scrambling eggs, and I was like, okay, no meat. Da-da-da. And I'm, wait a minute. I remember those chicks in that movie. I went to the toilet, I poured it all in the toilet, and been vegan since then. And anyway, I went vegan from that point, and I pretty much dove in head first, and I told them, look, I'm going to rent a bigger space for me to live in, and let's make it our office, a loft in L.A., and it literally became my you know, the office, and I would go to bed. There's three people working in there. I wake up in the morning, and there's three different people working in there. Anyway, so we produced the next one, and I became one of the organizers, and we got bands, we got sponsors, we got all kinds of great things, hotels that we, you know, did trades with, and, you know, I haven't stopped looking, you know, in that direction since. You know, I just try to do everything I can to, you know, to support veganism and to not do to animals what humans think is okay to do to them, which is not cool. But that's basically what happened. I saw that film, and, you know, I think people, all vegans need to see that. A lot of them say they don't want to see it because they know it already, but it's hard to convince someone to see something if you haven't seen it. That's my feeling. And I've probably seen it 10 times because that's one of my requirements for a relationship. If they can watch Earthlings and remain eating meat, then there's nowhere for me to go with them, you know, because I don't want to be a fighter or teacher trying to make that happen. And most of the time, like a lot of vegans know, it doesn't work permanently. It lasts a little while and then they just forget about it. So that's what I do. Now I do everything. I've started magazines, you know, total vegan magazines. I've done, you know, been involved in other veg fests and vegan festivals in Hawaii, the Avocado Festival, the Mango Festival. They're all vegan festivals. And the magazine and my music, you know, I have a song that you're going to play some of it here. But anyway, that song pretty much covers all the abuses of our society on our society and puts them all on the same level. Racism, sexism, homophobia, animal abuse, this police brutality, and this government political corruption. It's all the same evil, and I tried to show it in the video as one big problem of our society. And that's why I made that video, and, you know, it spent a lot of time making that. The first editing job I've ever done in film, and, you know, I spent 6 months thinking I was going to be 2 or 3 weeks on that editing. I went to Big Island thinking I was going to be 2 or 3 weeks, and then I spent 6 months editing it. The video is out there. You know, you guys can see it. Marlene, I'm sure you'll give me a website. Well, monkeswithdrums.com. You guys can see the actual video. But the Marlene's going to play the song so you can all hear it. And it's called It's Okay to Love Me. And the concept behind that is whether you're a chicken, a pig, a cow, a dog, a cat, Black person, African American, Asian, male, female, it's okay to love. And that's what my life is pretty much about.
Yes, thank you. And it's a great video. You did a great job. Beautiful music. I love it. I listen over and over again.
Good. That's good to hear. Oh, God, if we can only get another few thousand people or hundreds of thousands of people do that, you know, we might have something here. But a step at a time, and getting on your show is definitely going to get us a little further. And, you know, my whole life has revolved around promoting this video right now. And another issue, which we won't get into, but I'm in Idaho to take care of my mother, with help my sister, because she is 88 years old and not doing well, and I need to help her too. So my life in Hawaii is temporarily on hold. And I hope it's temporary, but, you know, you never know about life. You never know where you go, what happens. Mm-hmm. But I want to play that song with a full band next year at as many veg fests and festivals that I can do. And if not next year, it'll be the year after. But that's my goal, because it's not an easy song to play live. It's very complex. But, yeah, I'll shut up now and let you continue.
Yes, It's Okay to Love Me. That is a great song, so I look forward to that being played throughout vegan festivals around the globe.
Yeah, and more great radio shows like yours.
It's Okay to Love Me. Monkeys with Drums. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're joined by Carlos Garcia. our conversation with Carlos. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Talk about Hawaii and what's the vegan movement like in Hawaii?
Well, I was just in Portland for most of the last month, and man, Maui and Hawaii are very weak compared to Portland. I mean, Portland has vegan, I was just at a vegan Oktoberfest 2 weeks ago. They have vegan events all the time. They've got tons of vegan restaurants, and they've got vegan sports bars, Portland, Oregon, and they have, like I said, so many events and potlucks, and it's, like, incredible. But Hawaii, they've got a long way to go, although there's a lot of people out there trying. I got a great friend, Randall, who's got the Avocado Festival and the Mango Festival, Going Nuts Festival, and he's starting a new festival next year, a music festival. And, you know, trying to get sponsors for that. And other people, you know, they did a veg fest in Rebecca on Big Island. Maui hasn't had one yet. A lot of people who should be knowing this stuff are blind to the veganism. And so it's really an uphill battle because there's a lot of just fake vegan stuff and fake ahimsa and fake peace, you know, all this stuff that, you know, these people are trying to promote. And they're making all their people that come to hear their talks, they stop short at being vegan. They don't take that step. You know, they have potlucks after their service or their meetings. And there's eggs, there's sour cream, there's other dairy. And it's like, they just don't get it. You know, I saw some of them, you know, riding elephants. And you know, in Thailand, it's like, oh, man. It's very discouraging, but at the same time, a lot of great stuff is happening. And you guys probably heard about, you know, what happened with Wayne Hsiung with DXE and, you know, getting, you know, having their charges acquitted because, you know, saving animals is not a crime, you know. And now we have to make all these slaughterhouses go away because if killing and hurting animals is a crime, eventually they're going to figure out that, you know, hanging a cow by one leg and let it bleed to death for the last 5 minutes of their life. There's nothing about peace or ahimsa that should not be legal. Just like if you did that to your dog, you would go to jail probably, or a cat. And the biggest thing I want to say out of this interview is that I want everybody to be able to use as a tool is that none of us, absolutely no one, chose to be a meat eater. Mom, with her love, fed us that dairy and that meat. And we didn't know. We couldn't do anything about it. We're just these little innocent babies taking in the love and what we're fed. But, you know, mom, all the moms, it's not love feeding people, feeding your baby like that. It is on the surface to them, but nobody chose to eat meat. And everyone keeps that with them and says, this is my choice. Blah, 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 blah. No, it's not. It wasn't your choice. You just choose it now because it's too hard to come out of that. It's too complex for them to tell their family, oh, I'm vegan now. That would cause a mess in most families. It's sure in most that I know, you know, and humans are the only species to drink the milk of another species. No one understands that, but they keep doing it, you know. That's a tough one, you know. Nobody other than humans drink milk after they're a baby. You know that.
I know.
And most of your listeners probably know that.
Definitely, for sure.
But anyone that would, you know, with the song, you know, it's out there for free. You know, you can download the video. You can download the music. You know, radio interviews like yours. It's great exposure. And I know you get great exposure because things you post, you got people from all over the world, you know, responding and listening to this radio. So that means a lot. Thank you, because I know that's a lot of work. You know, whether it's magazines or radio or music, that's what we do. What else would I do, you know, than promote compassion? I wish we didn't have to do that anymore, because it's not an issue anymore, you know? But that's kind of high hopes there from me, but that's the way I live. Everything I do is, you know, everything I've done, people say, oh, that can't happen. And I've done it. So, you know, and I went to Maui. Everything went great there. I met some great musicians and bands, and I've got the chance to play with Mick Fleetwood many times and John Cruz. And ever since I've become vegan, it's just been great. Up until COVID, that's kind of changed some things, but it's changed a lot of things. But, you know, nothing stops me. I haven't gotten COVID. I haven't gotten vaccinated because I don't believe in that. You know, I am a rebel of every inch of me, and I'm not much of a follower in any way. So that's what we need all our people out here to do is, you know, let's keep being examples, showing the right way to live, you know, be peaceful. And there's nothing peaceful about killing animals and eating them. But there's that disconnect because people, you know, don't want to face the reality that, wow, I'm actually causing this and paying for it. I went through it. I got over it and said, okay, if I'm don't feel good about doing that, why am I going to continue doing that? So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yes, yes. And on the video, It's Okay to Love Me. Obviously, I see you and hear you on the drums. Is that also you in the monkey outfit playing the electric guitar?
Yeah, that's me in there.
Oh.
I didn't want to be all over the video. There's very few moments of me, you see, because it's not about me. I'm not interested in rock star. I don't care about any of that. I'm interested in getting the message across. You know what animals go through. You know, cat, dog, pig, chicken. You know, there's this hierarchy that people think they have that make it okay to abuse someone, whether they're different skin color, nationality, sexual preference, gender, male, female. But like I said, I put it all on the same level, share it with other people if they're in groups, if they're in vegan groups or with their friends or whatever.
Nice, nice. Thank you, Carlos. Well, coming to a close in the interview for today, what additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Help the people take the walls down that they put up in front of what they don't want to see. That's pretty much what we're all here to do, is take down those walls and see that, wow, that this is not right. This is not right. So why am I going to do that to another animal? And that's where I'm at with that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Carlos. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Anytime, anywhere I'm at, if I can help you or anyone to help get this message out even further, please contact me. You know, you can contact me through the website. Anyone can contact me. And, you know, let's stop the oppression that doesn't seem to want to end. Let's stop it as soon as possible. Okay, well, Marlene, I really, really appreciate your time on this and your time, you know, in and out. I don't know how many years you've been doing this, but, you know, I've heard about a lot of shows and a lot of people you've interviewed. And, you know, I love what you do. And let's keep it up. We're all in the same boat.
Yes, for sure. Thank you, Carlos.
And even the people, that are not in the boat yet, they're there too, because their heart's going to catch up to them one of these days, and it's okay to love. And so I send you an aloha from Idaho, and we need to take care of each other, all the animals. Everybody needs, you know, to be cared for and loved, and that's what we're here for.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So are we out of time?
Yep.
Or can I mention one more thing?
No, go ahead.
I had this thought of, what if we just call this whole movement the freedom movement? Okay? Freedom for animals, freedom for humans, freedom for gay people, freedom for all ethnicities. You know what I mean? I don't know how to use that yet, but it just came to me a few days ago that the freedom movement, you know, whether someone, you know, the whole legalization with marijuana and all that, you know, freedom. That's what it's all about for us and the animals. So let's think about it. Let's work it out. Let's everyone put our heads together. And I'm happy to talk to anyone. You can email me. I'll always get back to you. You know, let's get freedom to be the big thing, whether you're black or white or chicken or dog or cat.
For sure. And what is your email address?
You guys can email Carlos at monkeyswithdrums.com.
Great. Thank you, Carlos.
And I really appreciate all of you out there listening. And again, you, Marlene, I love what you do.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You know, I want to get to the East Coast sometime soon. I don't know how that, when that's going to work, and so much in the air right now with mom and where she's at. So, but I'll get out there at some point, and I definitely want to connect with you guys out there.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, make it to Worcester.
Mm. Okay. Well, I've driven 3,000 miles in the last month all over the West Coast to make all of this happen, so I don't mind driving. Well, again, thank you, Marlene, and you have a great evening, and we'll be in touch again.
Okay, thanks, Carlos. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
I'd like to thank my guest, Carlos Garcia of Monkeys with Drums. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Here's an announcement of a vegan event at the end of this month, October 2022. It's in Missouri, a vegan retreat at a spirituality center. It's in person and also online.
This October 28th through 31st, join us for the Road to Eden, a whole planet spirituality retreat in the heart of the nation at Unity Village, Missouri. You can learn more about this retreat at thespiritualforum.org/retreat. This is the time. This is the place. Come to connect, collaborate, and co-create a love-centered world free of exploitation.
That was Reverend Carol Saunders. Her website is wolfinthelamb.com. Let's go out with It's Okay to Love Me by Monkeys with Drums. And after It's Okay to Love Me, we'll hear the latest release by Entice, the lyrical vegan, Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R.
I wish we lived in a world where people didn't see individuals who are breathing, living, feeling, sentient, as someone who is a vehicle. I wish they were even seen as a someone and not an object who is a mode of transportation. Because how would you feel if someone got on your back and rode you whenever they felt like it? Strapped weight to your back and had you pull it whenever they felt like it? Be a different story, right? And you can ride cars, go-karts, ATVs, bikes, motorcycles, planes, trains, even spaceships. Come on, man, ride those. Not someone's mother. Entice, so nice. They're not someone for you to take a ride. They're not someone for you to saddle on. They're not someone to pull you all the time. They're not someone to entertain your mind. She's someone's mother, she's not motorized. He's someone's father, he's not motorized. She's someone's daughter, she's not motorized. He's someone's son, he's not motorized. Time to get with the times, time to change up your mind. Can't you see all the signs? You all live in these lies. Man, they're not here for you. Stay off of their back, they're not here for you. Time to get with the times, time to change up your mind. Can't you see all the signs? You all live in these lies. Man, they're not here for you. Pull your own weight, they're not here for you. Their supremacism and their speciesism, it's why their oppression overtakes their wisdom. Their mind, a soul shackle, can't penetrate them. They all want to fight you while you liberate them. Riding on the back of someone's daughter and it doesn't faze them. Why you can't ride on a bike on the path you take them? Ride alongside of them, the bonds you can still make them. You don't have to break them in with your intimidation. Humans like to run, let them do all the racing. They consent to entertaining you, they're patiently waiting. Whipping someone in the back to make them run is disgracing. Exploiting them for money that you always are taking. They just can't be in freedom with their families grazing. Living life on their own terms is simply amazing. Just like how you do, you don't fear anyone taking your rights from you. Do it to them with no debating. But yeah, they've been riding on their backs for years. Longevity, morality, don't mix over here.
over there, anywhere, look at me here. They used to silence women's voices with no care, but we moved on, and now we do better. But you can't progress if you don't choose better. Can't receive the message if you think you're too clever. Being stuck in your ways, you'll never enter new eras. They're not someone for you to take a ride. They're not.
You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. Awakening the world, one soul at a time, to the truth that we are all one.
They're not here for you. Stay off of their back. They're not here for you. Time to get with the times. Time to change up your mind. Can't you see all the signs? You all live in these lies. They're not here for you. Pull your own weight. They're not here for you. To my bro writer, I see you, I hear you. I'm bringing this awareness up, I'm pushing it near you. Every carriage that they board, your face is a clear view. Till abuse of all horses is stuck in their rear view. They have horseless carriages, electric carriages, consenting humans on bikes, lights on carriages. You could turn up, play music after your marriages. No horse has to pull you, stop acting like savages. New York City Council is sitting in silence, while horses being used like a household appliance. Being treated like a vehicle, you're rolled in compliance to the oppression that they're in. Use your head like a stylus. Oh, you need some guidance? Let me sit where your spine is and ride you where I want, no matter how long the ride is. Oh, it hurts your back, you have a little arthritis. I don't care, I'm testing your body just like a scientist. Put this weight on your back, it burns like a fire pit. Collapse in New York from your service, I desired it. You wonder why I didn't choose the carriage with the cyclist. So did Ryder and all the horses that you're silencing. Some empathy is needed in your environment, cause their lens is always different. Stop running, don't hide from it. Put yourself in their position. Stop your entitlement. Would you do right by them? May this be your enlightenment. They're not someone for you to take a ride. They're not someone for you to saddle on. They're not someone to pull you all the time. They're not someone to entertain your mind. She's someone's mother, she's not motorized. He's someone's father, he's not motorized. She's someone's daughter, she's not motorized. He's someone's son, he's not motorized. Time to get with the times, time to change up your mind. Can't you see all the signs? You all live in these lies. Man, they're not here for you. Stay off of their back, they're not here for you. Time to get with the times, time to change up your mind. Can't you see all the signs? You all live in these lies. Man, they're not here for you. Pull your own weight, they're not here for you.
That was Entice, the lyrical vegan, for Ryder. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm now wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Direct's gonna fly, watch my wings flap.